Armadillo Music attracts herds to downtown Davis for Record Store Day. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays, and today is Monday, April 25th. Armadillo Music in downtown Davis hosts Record Store Day, an essential music holiday to support local record stores. On Saturday, April 23rd, flocks of people from Davis and the surrounding communities lined up in front of Armadillo Music for the best chance to find special Record Store Day releases. Most of note was a deluxe 7-inch vinyl of Taylor Swift's song The Lakes off of 2020 record Folklore. Otherwise, there was a host of other special releases and anniversary editions from bands and artists such as Wallows, Rex Orange County, Patti Smith, The Replacements, and many more. I spoke to the monstrous line of people, one by one, and asked them what they were at Record Store Day for. Many had brought lists. Hi guys! I don't know who's together, but I'm a student journalist.
I'm here for Taylor Swift.
I'm here for Taylor Swift.
I'm here hopefully getting Taylor Swift. We got here right at 9. Last night.
So I came for Kawaii by Childish Gambino, Rex Orange County Apricot Princess, the singles collection by Wallows. Literally got here at 5 a.m.
So here at 6 a.m. Wallows and hopefully Foo Fighters.
I also wanted like Cali Uchis. Yeah, and then the Jackson 5 ABC. I have a variety. Actually, I have a list.
I'd be surprised.
Well, I'm kind of just here for the vibes because I was never really into records until I started dating my partner. And he got me my first record because I always joke like, oh, I want to get into records because I love music, but I don't justify like spending a lot of money on like, I have to really pick what album I want, you know? So he just started my collection. Mm-hmm. And like every year, at least for like my birthday or Christmas or Valentine's Day, he always gets me at least one record. And so I guess that's kind of like my connection to records.
Yeah.
Opportunity to get like a kind of a record from such a niche like store and like, oh, I've got this from a store in Davis on Record Store Day, and we stood in line since like 5:30.
Yeah.
What a like a niche thing, you know?
Maybe hoping to get the Doctor Who audiobook that they have promoted on vinyl for this year.
It's a community based.
Yeah.
I don't really have a huge collection of records. I got a bunch from my mom and like classic. I got like Van Halen, some Eagles, but I definitely love the sound. It's so like classic and warm. It sounds awesome.
We're actually looking for a Wallows vinyl. It's like
they
old
all went.
Singles.
It was
amazing.
Yeah. Good luck, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Throughout the past couple of decades, downtown Woodland has found ways to revitalize a whole series of new buildings, which has brought in a variety of businesses. Maria Anderson has the story.
Member of Woodland City Council and previous mayor of Woodland, Tom Stallard, has thrived with making these improvements throughout the decades, and it all started with the Woodland Opera House.
It was still in the state of advanced destruction. It had been through a fire and they'd put a new roof on, but all the fire damage was still inside. So helping to clean that up and put together financing for restoration, that was $2 million.
Using a method called the 1031 exchange, Staller was able to buy another building, which is now a popular restaurant called Savory Cafe.
I somehow ended up with a building in Sacramento and I sold it at a substantial gain. I was able to park the money in a title company and you can't touch it. And then I applied 100% of the proceeds and a little bit more to buy this Krellenberg building.
Stallard has revitalized these buildings in a way that has kept the authenticity and the Victorian style.
I just knew we could turn these buildings around. What I loved about downtown Woodland is it's not Main Street Disneyland. This is the real thing. These are not reproductions. These are the real original buildings. There's a lot of soul in these buildings.
The overall goal of redoing Main Street was to create an influence on the people who live in Woodland and the people who visit, in Stallard's opinion.
I want to have something that really is a contributing influence on the street. It's a great place for retail or office or now residential, and yet still evokes the character of the original design from whenever the building was built. My oldest building is about 1868.
The building that Stallard is most proud of would be his most recent work on 702 Main Street. His wife, Meg Stallard, called 702 Main Street his pandemic project.
He talks about what he has done with 702 Main Street and what the end result came out to be.
It had been Pearson's Appliances for many years, and then it sat empty for 5 years in a derelict condition right across the street from the Opera House. It separated 10 other restorations that I have done.
Redoing this building took 2 full years and a lot of hard work, turning it into living purposes, as said by Tom Stallard.
And I couldn't stand it anymore, so I bought that building. Yeah, it took me 2 years of really grueling work, a lot of money. And now it's 7 loft apartments, and they really have a cool factor to them.
Also, as part of the building of 702 Main Street, Christian Contreras, otherwise known as Christian the Barber, has been the biggest attraction with drawing in customers across Yolo County and further. Stallard talks about him.
He cut for a couple of years in Sacramento, built up quite a clientele, and wanted to have his own shop here in Woodland where he grew up. So he talked to me. He actually started in the front of his aunt's hair salon, just cutting hair there. And then he made the leap over to the building I just finished. And everybody from Sacramento who is hair cut is coming to Woodland now to get their hair cut.
Contreras, with his wide fan base on Instagram of 54.1 thousand followers, shares his story of how he got to where he is today.
So I started cutting hair when I was 14 years old just to make some side of money, like in high school. And then I ended up like really liking it, and then I pursued it. I kept doing it all through high school, and I got pretty popular by doing that. And then eventually I started working in a barbershop in Sacramento, and then the pandemic hit and I came back. I started cutting hair in my garage. So I went back to the garage, and then I started working here on Main Street in one of Tom's buildings, but I didn't own the shop. I was working with my aunt. And then that's how I met Tom, and then that's how I ended up getting this building here in downtown Woodland.
Throughout his experiences with cutting hair, Contreras has been able to give various famous people haircuts as well. He has also given haircuts to multiple players on the Sac Republic soccer team.
I've cut a rapper. I've cut Lil Mosey before. Like when I've cut him, I also met like Polo G and stuff like that. So it's been cool.
For Contreras, creating a fan base has been a work in progress for years. But by posting on his Instagram, it has helped him improve his business.
I've always posted content, but I was being really consistent like junior year, senior year, and I started to get reposted by barber pages that would get like hundreds of thousands of views. So they were posting me, and then I got like a little buzz, and when I got a buzz, I just kept going and I kept posting, being consistent, and then I grew like a little fan base.
Contreras has about 15 to 20 clients a day, and one of his clients, Michael Avila, always loves the haircuts that Contreras gives. Avila shares his experience with getting his haircut.
You leave with more than just a haircut. Not only do you look good, you leave with confidence, but you leave with a good conversation that leaves you inspired. There's just something, there's an aura that Christian has that he gives off.
Avila enjoys the overall look of the building and what Christian has done with the interior, which brings in people from all over.
It looks like it's a 20-year-old barbershop. It has that young vibe. LED lights. Very generic colors, black, white, and gray. It's very professional, and it's just a good time.
Another client who was named George Sanchez is also a local rapper by the name of Drippy J, who has a 124,000 following on Instagram.
The experience, in my opinion, it's a 10 out of 10. He always takes care of me. Any cut I need, he always gets it done. The best of his abilities.
Sanchez has known Contreras almost his whole life, and he has been there for him throughout his journey.
He's actually like my longtime friend since elementary school. So like I just grew up with him. And when he started cutting hair, I supported him, and I seen his growth, and I seen that he really wanted it, and I started going with him.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Maria Anderson reporting. You can check out The Hub on Instagram at BlueDevilHub and on Twitter at DHSHub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Our theme music is written by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Moon. Stay safe, have the most fabulous week, and we will see you Monday.